SSOT 2017, Outline 3, Maintaining Life by a Strong Spirit and by Being Enriched with the Word.
Hi, my name is Curtis Barber. I am from the church in Cambridge. And I enjoyed being here with you all for the last 2 days. And I think it's only going to get better each day. This is my first time, too, so raise your hand if it's your first time here. All right, so we're all in the same boat, right? Good. Okay, so this is going to sound like a random question, but who likes to hold their breath? Okay. Okay, now raise your hand if you like to breathe. Oh, there we go. That's good. Okay. So today, we're going to talk about breathing a little bit, okay? And we're going to get to that in just a minute, right? So those that like to hold their breath, don't hold your breath, okay? We need your full attention. Stay conscious. Okay, so anyway, if we can just read the title together, okay? So let's read, we're on outline 3, and let's all read it together with a loud voice, okay? Ready, go. Maintaining life by a strong spirit and being enriched with the word, I want to say of God. Can we add the word of God? Let's read it one more time and we'll say the word of God, okay? Maintaining life by a strong spirit and by being enriched with the word of God. Amen. It's not just any word, it's the word of God. There's no other word like it. Yeah, I love the word of God. It's so good. So I want to start a little bit with just the first outline point, and I think we went over this in our first message. God's eternal purpose. Maybe some of us heard it for the first time, and maybe some of us have heard it a lot, you know. And I'd just like to start maybe stating the facts of what God's eternal purpose is. So I'm just going to speak a couple points from the previous outline. It says, God's eternal purpose is to make man in his image. Wow. What is your name? Alan. Alan, were you made in the image of God?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Amen.
And so you were made in the image of God, Alan, so that you could express God.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Alan can express God.
Right.
Has anybody else here been made in the image of God? Raise your hand.
Amen.
Amen. All right, that's good. I'm in the right room. Okay. He can express him, and then also so he can give man his dominion. This means to represent him. What is your name? Kenyel. Were you made in the image of God? Right? So can you express him? Can you represent him? Good. All right. Very good.
Amen.
This is what it means. This is what God's economy is. It's to express God and to represent him.
Amen.
Right? Right now, these may just be facts to you. But I promise you that, you know, some of you, for me, it was over 10 years ago. It wasn't actually that long. It goes pretty quick. I was sitting in your exact seat, and I was hearing the same thing, you know. And at the time, a lot of it was just facts, you know. A lot of times in school, we study history. We're learning the facts. But as you get older, you know, eventually you begin to understand a little more, right? So I hope that even now you don't understand everything. We got to learn to appreciate the facts,
yes.
Right? Okay, but now I want to express a little bit of a sentiment, a feeling that I have in that, you know what? I was in your chair 12, 15 years ago, okay? I didn't understand everything, like I said, but you know what? When they spoke the same thing to me, something happened and I didn't even realize it. In that it was, I got stuck in God's economy. There was no way out, right? You guys watch movies sometimes, right? You don't like anybody coming up and telling you the ending of the new, you know, the new Justice League movie, or maybe the new Avengers movie, right? Or maybe the new Disney movie, Moana. I think some people like that, right? Okay, if someone came up and you haven't seen it and they tell you the ending, spoiler alert, you're like, come on, man. You know what? You know what? Spoiler alert.
Right.
Your destiny is to express God.
Wow.
You know? Whether you feel like that right now or not, that's your destiny.
Right.
That's what happened to me.
Right.
I don't have a choice because you know what? I was chosen. God chose you, Kenyel. He chose you.
Right.
And he chose you.
Right.
you know? And it wasn't just like eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But it was like, no, 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 no. I want this one. I want this one for my purpose. I want this one to express me, God. I want to give this one my life. Wow. And you know what? It wasn't just this one, but it was because I love him. Oh, I love Kenyell. You know what? And he gets to express me. And eventually, he also gets to represent me, right? He gets to express me and represent me. The Lord Jesus, God, he loves each and every one of you, right? He loves all of us. And it's such a privilege that he chose us, and he chose us in love. It wasn't random, but it says before the foundation of the world, before any of this was created, he chose each one of us. That we would have the privilege to have his life, amen, right? To have this wonderful person in us to express him. Wow. So, you know what? Eventually, I think more and more we'll just realize this is our reality. Right. You see some of us older ones and some older than me. This, I've seen some, you know, in their 60s and 70s grandparents talking about this makes them jump up and down, literally. There's this brother, he was, anyways, probably in his 70s. I see him just go, hallelujah! He's like, because I can express God, right. You know, more and more. This becomes something exciting. So today, I want to talk about, though, an enjoyable exercise. Who likes to exercise? Okay. Okay. Raise your hand again if you like to breathe. Okay, yeah, good. There we go. That's what I want. So today we're going to talk about breathing. Did you guys know that calling on the Lord is breathing? You ever heard that? Calling on the Lord is breathing, right? What happens if you stop holding your breath? What's your name in the front?
David.
What happens if you start holding your breath? Right. Well, and then what happens? What's the issue?
And then if you can't breathe, you could pass out.
You could pass out, right? Yeah. Okay, that's not very good. Are you good to anybody when you're passed out?
No.
Okay. So you know what? We need to learn to breathe, right? When God, when we believed into him, right? The first time when we called on his name or we said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Right.
We received him into our heart.
Right.
And also, as we heard last night, our spirit is part of our heart. So we received him into our spirit. We received his life into us. And so now we have the life of God in our spirit.
Amen.
But you know what, Kenyell? It doesn't want to just stay in your spirit. And he doesn't want it to be a one-time thing. But you know what? He wants you to enjoy this life, right? He wants you to enjoy this very special life that is inside each and every one of us. Okay. So the word we're talking about is maintaining. We need to care for this life. Because you know what, David? This life is a person. This life is a person. Write that down again. I know you guys are all awesome note takers. So write down, life is a person. And you can also write down 1 John 5:12. And I'm just going to speak it to you, okay? It says, he who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. Okay, who knows it? Let's see. Let's speak it again together, okay? He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. Okay, so it says, he who has the Son has the life. It means the Son and the life are equivalent to each other. There's a person in us. Wow, there's a person in me, David. Do you know that? It's not just me, but there's the Lord Jesus in me, and he's in me as life. But you know what? I want to take care of this person. This person, this life, needs some maintaining, okay? And how do we care for him? Well, it's learning to have a strong spirit, right? Who wants to be strong? Who likes to be strong, right? You know? Nah, okay. You know, a lot. You talk to some of the high school brothers. You talk to some of the college bros. They love to hit the gym, right? They like to get strong, right? You know, they're powerful. Oh yeah, I'm so strong. Don't miss leg day. Don't miss leg day, right? You know, do you even lift, Brother Chris? Do you even lift? Right? You know what? It's the same way with our spirit. But I want to give you another word for strong, and I want you to write this down. Strong, strong spirit. Okay, write strong spirit. And then put equals sensitive. Wow. Right? You put sensitive to God's feeling. Yeah. How about we write that? Strong spirit equals sensitive to God's feeling. You could say sensitive to God's speaking, right? What it means to be strong, when you're healthy, I'll wait till you guys are done writing. Okay, when you're healthy, you know, Brother Ola was talking to us a little bit the other day about our health, right? We need to take care of our health while we're here. When you're healthy and then something kind of wrong happens, you sense it, right? Because you're like, this is abnormal, right? So the same way, when we have a strong spirit, actually we realize when something's off, our conscience, right? When something's bothering our conscience, okay? So really what it means to be strong is not just powerful, but 2 Timothy 1:6 and 7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of a coward, spirit of cowardice, but it says he's given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of sober-mindedness." Right. What a spirit we have, right? And so we need to learn to take care of our spirit. And so I'll come back now to calling on the Lord, okay? So actually, the first person in the Bible, who knows the first person in the Bible to call on the Lord? Abraham. Who? Enosh, that's right. Does anybody know what the name Enosh means? Frail and mortal man. Whose name here is Enosh?
My middle name.
Your middle name's Enosh. It means that frail and mortal man. Who wants to name their kid that?
Wow.
Actually, this is actually very precious.
Yes.
Right? This is precious.
Amen.
If my name was Enosh, wow, what a mercy.
Wow.
To have the realization, you know what? That I need to breathe. That I need to learn to depend on the Lord Jesus.
Right.
That I need to learn to take care of my spirit. That's really what this name means. And you know what, Enosh? He realized what his name meant. And so what did he do? He began to call on the Lord.
Amen.
He realized what his... One day he asked, "Dad, what does my name mean?" "Frail and mortal man." Oh, okay. "Lord Jesus." That was his response.
Right.
One day he had this realization. "I'm just frail. I'm just mortal." Right? Okay, here comes the enjoyable part. Okay, so I need everybody to put your paper down. Everybody put your paper down, and we're going to do a little exercise, right? Whether you like it or not, we're going to learn to breathe, okay? We're going to learn to breathe. So everybody stand up. Stand up. Here we go. Okay. So we're going to start just by saying, "Oh," okay? So, "Oh, oh, oh." Okay. Oh. Why am I saying oh? It says we need to learn to open our mouth wide. Okay? So when you say oh again, let's do it a couple more times. You gotta open your mouth as wide as you can. Oh. 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 All right, very good. So now what we're gonna do is we're gonna add something. We're gonna go, "Oh Lord." Okay? You ready? So you go, "Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord," faster, "oh Lord," faster, "oh Lord." And now we're going to add Jesus, all right? Here we go, "Oh Lord Jesus." Serving ones too, I want to see you doing this. This is everybody. "Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus." No hands in the pockets. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, you can sit down for a second. Okay. You know what? Most of our life, we live holding our breath. We live holding our breath because actually, the Lord Jesus, He's the Spirit. He's the real breath. And in order to take care of the life, Kenyell, if you stop breathing, you're not much good to anybody. I'm sorry, bro. But when you breathe, you know, like you are, you're alive. You're happy. Very normal. You know? So for us, we need to learn to call on the Lord. You know? And we practice calling in the meetings. Oh, Lord Jesus. But Enosh, did it say he started calling with anybody? Actually, it was a personal calling. It was very personal, Alan. That's, you know, he realized he didn't say, okay, Chris,
yeah,
let's start calling on the Lord together.
Oh.
Maybe he got to that later. But actually, the way it just started is that he just began to call on the Lord.
Right.
Okay? So I'm gonna demonstrate a little bit because you know what? This has been a salvation to me, and I'll share an experience real quick. The most definite, undeniable experience of the Lord I had was actually at a conference similar to this, and I'd been in all these meetings, and it was a time in my life that was very hard. There were a lot of problems that were happening in my family. I was going through a transition in life, and I felt very, very alone, very alone. And I had grown up just like all of you, you know, in these truth school, you know, summer school truth, hearing these things. And one night, they encouraged us, go try and spend time with the Lord. And, you know, I'm like, what does that mean? You know, so the best thing I could do was go sit down. And I was like, I mean, we usually start every meeting by calling on the Lord. So I started. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. I don't know what I'm doing here. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. It didn't mean much to me. But little by little, oh, Lord Jesus. And it just began to come out. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. I found myself doing that for a half hour. A half hour. I didn't even know what happened. Okay. That may not happen to you. But I want to let you know that calling on the Lord is real. Because I realized probably up to that point in my life, I was almost 20 years old at that age, you know. I had spent the first 20 years of my life maybe holding my breath. But at that point, everything just came out. Just learning to breathe.
Wow.
Learning to breathe. Okay? And so I want to tell you all that there's a lot of ways to call on the Lord. Okay? That's just kind of what my heart is today. So calling on the Lord isn't just being loud. It's not even just opening your mouth wide. But actually, what it is, it's breathing, right? It's learning to touch our spirit. You know, I'm still learning to touch my spirit, to believe it or not. Sometimes I have a hard time finding it. But the more I practice, the more I'm learning.
Right.
And so, in order to call on the Lord, you can even just do it by singing, you know? So sometimes there's songs. It's by calling Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let's sing it again. It's by calling Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's by calling Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Isn't that sweet? You know, you can just sing it. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And then, you know, you can make up your own tune. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, right? It sounds silly, but you know what? You're learning to breathe, right? That's really, that's the most important thing. Learn to breathe, right? This is what takes care of the life. This is what takes care of our spirit. This is how we maintain this life. This is how you get a strong spirit. And this is how we can know the Lord speaking and His feeling, right? Times of trouble, times of I don't know what to do next. What do? We learn to call on the Lord, right? The more we exercise our muscle, the more we know how to use it. So what we're going to do, I have 40 seconds left, okay? I'm keeping the time. So what we're going to do, and I want, and I hope you all would try. Yeah. We're just going to take the next 40 seconds, and we're not going to call so much together. But even you can call the Lord. Lord Jesus, I love you. That's a little prayer right there. You're contacting the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, okay? So forget about everybody else, and we're just going to call, okay? So we need everybody's participation, and then our next brother, Chris, will come up, okay? Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 I just want to leave you all with this. The last point is that it's good to be audible. I know in the morning it's hard when there's a lot of people around, but we need to learn to be audible. Even when I've been practicing, when I read the Bible, even by myself, I read it out loud. You know, when we call on the Lord, we can think his name, but you know what? Alan, I got your attention, but I was thinking your name. You would have never known if I only thought your name, but when I call your name, I got you. I got Alan. Right? It's good to open our mouth, whether it's really loud or it's not. The point is, we need to call on the Lord. We need to learn to breathe. You want to learn to breathe, Kenyelle? You look like a pretty good breather. I'll check in with you later this week. All right. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Lord Jesus. Let's keep calling. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Actually, when Curtis was sharing with me, one word that actually really touched me, because when I first met him, was on Thursday evening. And I saw this brother. You remember that? Yeah, remember he was leading the hymn?
Amen.
Right? And then we all know, right? Not all of us, but those of you who have been here first year, 2 years, 3 years, the first night we come, everybody's like, what? They're not breathing, right? And the brother said, hey, this is not going to work. You want to sing the hymn? You're going to apply your whole being into singing the hymn. So we start. He said, come on, I want you to clap. It's not so much about the clapping, that motion, but you apply. When you apply your body, you apply your being. Everything we do, including touching the Lord, including loving the Lord. You can't just do it like, oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, I love you, Lord. Okay. You gotta love the Lord where you're being. You gotta be intense. You gotta apply some intensity to it. And I forgot about that when the brother was sharing with me today. He said, there's even a Bible verse to prove that. You need to love the Lord with intensity. Amen. And which one was that?
Mark 12:30.
You help me out here? I'm an old man here. So
you shall love the Lord with your whole heart.
Okay, got a heart. Amen. Cover that.
Your whole mind.
Whole mind. Oh, wow. You got to think about the Lord.
Your whole soul.
Your whole soul. Wow.
And your whole strength.
Whole strength. I think that covers the whole body, wouldn't you say? That is your whole being. Oh, dear saints, this word, let's read the title together again here. What's the first word? Maintaining life by a strong spirit and by enriched with the word of God. This word
maintaining. I think to Brother Victor it still makes sense, right? Maybe to you, brother, it's still, yeah, the older one makes sense. For the younger one, maintaining? Who's got a cell phone? Who's got a smartphone? Can I borrow one? Can I borrow, get a smartphone? I would like to borrow hers, right? It's like, okay, this has got to be iPhone what? Oh, it's a 5? You know, now there's 7. So what do you do with out-of-date iPhone? You know, you don't smash it. You what? You go to Verizon, you go to T-Mobile, every 2 years they give you a new phone. This is called what? Disposable. You don't maintain it. Isn't it? Isn't that what everything today in the world is teaching you? Thank you. What do you say? Can you say that again?
Once there's a new version, just toss out the old one.
Toss out the old one. Toss out the old one. Sister, toss out that one. Get an iPhone 7. No, wait. 8 is coming. Oh, it's going to cost you $1,000, however. No, sorry. I am not here to advocating that. I'm just saying this is the world you're living in. You bring up, and he is just speaking what is already being ingrained into you. The thing doesn't work, it costs more to fix it. Right? Guess what? Go to T-Mobile. They give you another phone. In fact, they buy one, get one free. Isn't it? But listen. Right, sister? We know that. Anything that's valuable, the reason you can toss them because they're not valuable. They're not your life. They're not a person. Yeah. Maintaining. Again, maintaining. Wow. I hope today you will have a deeper appreciation. The brother mentioned he's not only our life. This life is a person. You don't toss. Oh, there's a better guy. No, come on. Are you kidding me? There is no better guy. He is your God. He is your life. Anything that's worthwhile, anything that has value, I would not toss out my wife. And let me tell you, she's not here. She needs some maintenance. Seriously, right? Right, brother? See, this brother's married, so he said, amen. You know, nobody dared to say it. I'm the one who had the guts to say, my wife needs maintenance.
You need to be maintained.
I need to be maintained, right? She's probably saying the same thing right now in the church. I say, yeah, that husband of mine, he need maintenance. What do I mean by maintenance? You have no idea, right? What do you mean by maintenance? How could a person need maintenance? Listen. Wow, maybe a little bit too young, but it's not too young. But at least you get to know it. You need to tell her, your wife, some every night. I know. I got to get one who has, like, David, you won't get shy, right? It's like, when you get married, don't forget. This is a secret to a happy marriage. Seriously. Spend the time, you say, this gets a little bit awkward, right? They can tell me, honey, I love you. I am not joking. You're not married yet. Love, person, needs assurance, need maintenance. That, brothers, is called maintenance. The brothers just like, a lot of times like, you know, just want to be strong. No, at times, you got to be what? You got to be suave. You got to be what? Gentle. You know, I'm telling you, there are times you go home, you just open the door, you know something is wrong. Right? You don't say, hey, honey, what's for dinner? You don't say that.
You just say, wow, how is today? And then she'll give you that look. Let me tell you. And then you just sit there and listen for half an hour. And then you can have dinner. What is that called? Maintenance. Better get that into you. You want to have a happy marriage in the future? I know. He's like, I don't want to get married. Yeah. You watch me. You come talk to me when you get ready to marry. Right? Our Lord needs maintenance. You think our Lord has no feeling? You think this life that we received, it is just some kind of power? I got life. He's a person. He's waiting for, he's longing for you to say, I love you. And I can guarantee you when you do that, it's not awkward. I have a lot of awkwardness. Just say, Father? He's not my father. But do you feel awkward when you're in the Lord, oh, Father God, I love you. You don't feel awkward because your life is Christ in you. How much we need the maintenance. This maintenance means calling on him, saying, Lord, oh, Lord, I love you. And by the way, it's between you and the Lord. Go crazy. Seriously. You don't say, oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. There's no one else there. Forget about we love you. I love you. There's no one else there. What do you mean we? We always say, oh, yeah, Lord, we love you. It's okay. In fact, if you read the outline here, part of the calling is what? It's corporate, right? But when you are alone with the Lord, what do you say, sister? It's hard, right? Somebody help me out here. I'm getting an awkward situation here. Anybody, what do you say if you're alone with the Lord? Not bad. You got to go crazy. Who can go crazy a little bit? You look like you can go crazy a little bit. Can you? Can you go crazy? No, I'm looking at you, sister. Yeah, with the red. No? You can't do that? You can't. Who? I'll buy you a new iPhone. No. Seven is on sale right now. Forget about it. Brother David, I think you can probably do it, right? I think you're pretty much like fearless, right? What would you do when you are alone with the Lord?
I tell him that I love him.
You just say it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
I love you, Lord. Really is. You know, you look at these brothers. They have years and years of experience with the Lord. They're like a little puppy when they are with the Lord. I'm sorry to blow your cover. These brothers just like, wow, when you sit there, you just like, you feel like this whole meeting, in fact, the whole church is stable. They have that much life in them. But you're never going to see it because that's private. When they are alone with the Lord, oh, boy. One day, oh, don't you love to see that? When they're alone with the Lord, they go crazy. Seriously. I don't go crazy with you. You don't want to know what I'm telling the Lord when I'm alone. Seriously. But it's okay. It's our Lord. It's a life. He's a person that required the word M. What does it say? Maintenance. Now do you understand? At first you said, what does it mean maintain? What do you need a maintenance for, right? With a person. You ever going to plan to get married? Oh, man. I don't know why the brother is so shy. I think when I was young, I said, yeah, I want to get married. Seriously, at your age, I said, yeah, I want to get married.
Well, it's okay. Hallelujah. Let's get to the outline. Oh, only got 5 minutes left. That's all right. Let's, Roman number one. With the Spirit. Hallelujah. Go. After you receive this light, what do you need to do? I can't hear you. That's right. Put it into your dictionary. Forget about that, you know, disposable. Your life, your relationship with the Lord is not disposable. It has value. It has the highest value. I got to stop. I got to move on. All right. So let's move on to Roman numeral 3. Okay, by prayer reading, reading, studying, and memorizing. I think some of you are saying, aren't they all the same? Are they the same? They're similar. I'll give you that. They're similar. Really. Open your book. Everybody should have a textbook. Lesson 21. Lesson 21. Less talking, move faster, because I got to maintain my time. I have a particular burden, brother, on prayer reading. I learned about prayer reading and calling on the name of the Lord when I was your age. I was in church in Taipei in the hall of 11th hall. See, my brother-in-law knows. We're in the 11th hall, and then at that time, there was a calling on the name of the Lord. And I was, what, maybe 6 years old? Maybe 7 years old. And I was sitting in the meeting, and I see all the adults, all my, like, at that time, we call it, right, with respect, we call it a gong gong po po, right, an uncle, an auntie, and things like that. They all stand up and say, oh, Zhu Yesu, oh, Zhu Yesu. I said, what's going on? They're like very calm, right? They're very calm people. And I'll say, oh, Zhu Yesu, oh, Lord Jesus. You know, oh, Zhu Yesu, oh, Lord Jesus, right? Right, you got that one, all right. Right. You know what? I got infected. But I was too short. I was shorter than him. hey, no, I'm sorry. Okay, forget about you. I was shorter than Chris. I literally got infected. I don't know if my brother-in-law still remember. I was too short. They said, oh, Zhu Yesu. So I said, I was over there. I was like, oh, Zhu Yesu. I learned to call. I don't know what I was doing. Right? Remember that? That was a time. Calling on the name of the Lord. Prayer reading was precious. Everywhere you go, you walk into the meetings. Uh-oh, there they go again. They're all over the place. Oh, Zhu Yesu. Oh, the prayer reading. It's practice. It is your life. It's not a show. It's not just like over here. Okay, let's call on the name of the Lord 3 times. Oh, Lord Jesus. No, right? It wasn't like that. It was like, Chris, oh, Zhu Yesu, oh, Zhu Yesu, right? There was callings everywhere, right? Yeah. And then we have, in the Saturday meeting, they have what? The sisters are cooking. Oh, I love their food, right? Saturday, we have the morning watch, and they're cooking the food. Mom is always taking me there, and they're cooking. Oh, Zhu Yesu. It was their life. It wasn't a show. They were maintaining a relationship, a love relationship with the Lord. Amen. Wow. So today I have a lot of burden for telling you about prayer reading. At least mine is 171. I may be short. Just gonna read a little bit. Let's give me a couple of minutes here. Okay, you got that? Pray reading. Everybody got that? Yes. I need a confirmation. I need some maintenance here. Is that a yes?
Yes.
That's a yes. Good. All right. Sister, first sentence, and brother, second sentence, will alternate. Sister, read. Brothers. Wait a minute. I forgot. The first one is the most important. Read it again, sister. The first one.
Prayer reading is the best way.
What? What the way? What kind of way?
The best way.
What kind of way?
Best way.
I am not kidding you. It is the
best way.
I am serious. It is the best way. This is a it was a revelation to me. I hope it could be a revelation to you. This is a heritage of the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
You take the word, you don't just say, "Oh, Holy Father, what is that? Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." No. We say, "Oh, Lord, I love you. Kiss me with the kisses of your mouth." Wow, you blend your prayer. I know, you know, you hear the brother talk about kisses and all that kind of thing. But it's okay. I'm not crazy. I am really in love with the Lord. Right? I am really in love with the Lord. I hope you are. I'm just trying to infect you with the infection I got when I was 7 years old. Actually, 6 years old. Right? So, sister, read again. Sorry I interrupt. Read that again. And brother, what do you say?
Amen.
No, I mean read. Thank you. Amen. That was kind of weak. Amen. Okay. No, so what I meant is like, what do you respond to that? When you
read the word of God, you cannot read only with your heart.
All right, sister, go.
You also must
use your what?
Faith.
Hey, use your what?
Spirit.
Use your what? You got to read it with your mind and with your
spirit.
Hallelujah. Okay, I think it's brother's turn. Go. Wow. It can't get clearer than that. Sisters. When you are reading the Bible in the morning, immediately, you remember what the brother says? A strong spirit is also a sensitive spirit. If you're reading in the morning, don't just say, "Oh, done. Go to school. Go to work. Honey, where's my car key?" No. If you're touched, immediately stop, turn it into prayer. Lord. Here's an example. Whose turn now? Is it brothers or sisters? I lost track. Brothers, go. Oh, that's kind of weak. Come on. Suppose? May pray. Wow. Do you stop when you're reading the Bible? You need to stop and just make it into your prayer. Use the word you were just reading. That was the word you were reading. And it was touching you. Then you should stop and convert it into prayer. And go crazy again. I know I'm crazy. But you can go crazy. It's just you. Who else there to watch you? It's okay to go crazy. Lord, wow, I want your sword. I want your word to be a sword to me. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Well, I got to watch my time. I think my time is up. But dear saints, this is a precious portion. This is a precious portion. I am truly talking about Brother Curtis had a
change, a major change in his life. There was a major change in my life. When I was growing up in the church life, when I still remember those dear saints cooking there, calling on the name of the Lord, they're there, you know, pray reading. They were for real. They were for real. They were the real things. Dear saints, you can be real. This life needs to be maintenance. I know I don't want to talk about marriage, but anything that's valuable, any person, that including your parents, it's okay. It is okay to go to your parents and say, Mom, Dad, I love you. Is that okay? Yeah, that one's okay. Any relationship, any person that are valuable to you, that including our Lord, we need to maintain that. Amen. We have the Spirit. We have the Word. Right? I'm sorry I'm run beyond the time, but I think it's good that we still have some prayer, and then just 30 seconds, and then we're gonna have the sharing. Okay, so 30 seconds with the partner next to you for 30 seconds, and then we're gonna have the sharing. We need you to confirm that you are infected.